as we often do, as we come to the table of the Lord, with the elements in front of us, that is, the cup of wine and the piece of broken bread, which are but symbols to draw our memory, to focus on Jesus, who is the substance of the symbols of the cup and the bread. The cup as we look through it to Jesus and of him, it is said, that if you've seen him, he said, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This, that Christ gave full meaning to, is what we should understand, what we should discern at this table. This is not a liturgical act. This is not a religious act. This is an act of faith. This is acting on God's word as though it's more real than anything that we encounter in this life. Jesus, who is even the source of life. And we can go to this morning's text. Of 2 Corinthians 5:21. Wherein it says, for he that is God has made him that is Jesus sin for us. He did this for us. And he goes further, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Further, we looked at Isaiah 43:25, wherein God speaking I even even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember your sins. God speaking, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. The only way we can, as men or women, can have togetherness with God is through His Spirit, and His Spirit comes in and takes up abode in us by faith. He says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. We've talked on that word. In the Hebrew here, the word is tzedek. When the Greeks translated the Hebrew Old Text, they used the word from the root dike, which properly translated into the English is not justified, it's righteousified. At this table, by our activity and through discerning the meaning of these elements, we declare together what God declared of His Son Jesus, whom He made sin for us. And through Jesus, that we may be made the righteousness of God in Jesus. Back in Isaiah, he says, He blotted out our sins. Well, I have no doubt about that. And yet, with my eyes, with my ears, in my body, through experience, through discernment, I still in this body am a sinner. But by faith, with the understanding that when we enter into eternity, we shall be like Him, that is Jesus, who had no sin. It's an eternal God with whom we are having this relationship. And in eternity, His whole purpose for man shall be manifest. Though I am still a sinner, by faith, grabbing hold of his promise, I can say he blotted out my transgressions. You, along with me, say he blotted out our transgressions for his own sake. The grace of God, which we declare by lifting this cup and take it. As we put him, that is Jesus, that is God the Father, in remembrance. Take it in Jesus. Amen. But there's two elements at this table. We may, let me back up. Two elements at this table. This other element, this piece of broken bread, which Jesus said was his body given for us, what's the meaning behind that? Isaiah 53 says of Christ that with his stripes we are healed. In the first Passover, it is declared in Psalm 105 that when they came out of Egypt, at least a generation in bondage, anywhere from 2.25 to 3.25 million people, that there was not a feeble one in their midst. God healed them all. In Jesus' time, we encounter Jesus healing the blind, healing the deaf, healing the dumb, raising the dead, time after time. Matthew 8:16 says, when even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Not only was he made sin for us, he took upon himself our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This word in Matthew 8:17, took, translated took in the English, in the King James, the Greek word is lambano. It means to actively lay hold of, to take. Expanded, it means except with initiative. And it emphasizes the volition, listen, the assertiveness of the receiver. It's talking about what Jesus did. In eternity, we shall see the full meaning of God's declaration of blotting out our transgressions. But I have every confidence, as he did with the children of Israel at the time of the Exodus, as Jesus did in his earthly ministry, that this promise of God, that this declaration by God of what Jesus did, the meaning is for here and now, and we, by faith, grab hold of this promise. Because of what Jesus did, and by discerning what he did, we take this bread and we say, like David, do, Lord, as thou hast said, that thy name may be manifest in all the earth. Because by his stripes, we were healed. To the glory of Jesus Christ and God, our Father. Amen.